Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now is the traditional time of year when the weather is supposed to be splitting the stones as Leaving Cert and Junior Cert students start their state exams tomorrow. The very best of luck to you all if you're in tomorrow. And while the temperatures will only reach around 15 degrees Celsius on Wednesday, there will still be around 135,000 students sitting both exams, that's Leaving and Junior. The Leaving Cert starts with English Paper 1 at 9:30. So how can you keep your household as calm as possible over the next 2 weeks or so while your student works their way through the exams? Well, Jen Trecek is founder of Way Ahead Therapy, a registered occupational therapist, and is with me now. Jen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac. Thank you.
Now, you have some very, very good information and advice for parents and guardians and siblings, but it's a stressful time, isn't it?
It's a tough time, and I've got a junior cert myself. It kind of feels like walking on eggshells, yeah. But the end is in sight. It really is. And I suppose for parents, they're thinking about what they can be doing now to support. Mm-hmm. So really kind of not putting pressure on to study at this stage. You know, students have done what they can by now. So for parents and for family members, the focus is on really keeping a level of calm in the household and focusing on the basics, you know, keeping them hydrated, fed, encouraging the good sleep and rest in between exams.
What about breaks? Because you might have people panicking at this stage. I need to do, even if they are well prepared or well enough prepared, I need to work until 2 or 3 or 4 a.m.
I know. And cramming, you know, really it's just loading up our short-term memory, and that just increases stress and anxiety levels, which makes it harder to take in the information that we're trying to learn. So it really doesn't help. So, you know, look over notes, but don't try and cram in new information at this stage. And breaks, sleep is going to be the really key thing that will help to get through. You know, we can be tempted to stay up all night or get up early in the morning to study. But when your brain's tired, concentration is impaired, our cognitive performance is affected, and we're really just not going to get the most of all the learning that you've done to date. So it's a false economy. Don't be tempted to stay up. Don't skimp on sleep. And for parents, really support young people to try and wind down at nighttime, put the books down during the day, you know, get out and have a break. Don't keep going and give your brain every chance to rest and you know, access the information that is in there.
It might be a good idea for a parent or a guardian or a sibling to have a cutoff time at some point every night and say, look, let's go for a brief 20-minute walk in the fresh air or whatever and talk about anything but exam. Would that be fair?
Absolutely. And, you know, it can be, as parents, we kind of want to know how do they get on? So we're kind of really jumping on them.
After the exam, you mean?
After the exam, yeah. How did you get on? Did you answer all the questions? You know, but really we need to follow our students' lead, you know, in terms of how much they want to talk. So, you know, check in with them. How was it? Do you want to talk about it? Give them space. And going for a walk is a great time to do that. But if they don't want to talk about the exams and how they're going, respect that boundary. You know, it's about them and what they need.
As long as they move on to the next exam. So what if they're not talking, but they're bottling it all in and they're ruminating and catastrophizing? Yeah. What do you do then?
Yeah. I mean, if a student is upset or disappointed, we can kind of want to jolly them along or cheer them up and, you know, say, oh, don't worry, it's fine, you'll be fine on the next one. But it's really important to take that step back and just give them space to share those feelings, you know, just to acknowledge the disappointment or the upset, and then gradually move them towards the future focus. But if they don't have time to express it first, it can feel like we're minimizing it or we're not kind of acknowledging the disappointment or the upset that might be there. So giving that space. And you're right, you know, going for a walk side by side is an easier time sometimes to talk. And you mentioned wind down in the evening as well. Think about having a cutoff for phones at night, you know, have that kind of calm in the house, have a wind down routine to support getting into bed early and having a good night's sleep as well.
Yeah, that's really good advice. Can I ask you about your grounding tools? And I'd like parents and guardians and even students, if they're listening, to have a listen to your grounding tools, because I reckon they'll work for anyone.
Absolutely. I mean, when we're feeling overwhelmed or panicked, we're all up in our head and all those thoughts are flying around. And actually for the exams, we need to be focused in the moment and in the present. So a really quick grounding tool that parents can do with children and young people can do in the exams is the five senses grounding. So it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Five things that we can see. So we're orientating ourselves to where we are in space. Four things that I can touch. So maybe I'm, you know, sitting on the seat, I can feel the desk in front of me, the pen in my hand, I can feel the floor beneath my feet. And then we're slowing down. So three things that I can hear. You know, maybe I can hear the clock ticking or the rustling of papers. We're orientating ourselves to the surroundings. Two things I can smell or taste. And then one big deep breath. So we're coming down out of our head and into the present, into our body. And then we're able to tackle whatever's in front of us. Yeah. So if people are getting panicked or overwhelmed in that moment, focus on breathing and then five senses to bring us down into the here and now. That's where we need to be.
Jen, that's really, really good. And that only takes about 20 seconds or so to do it all. Now, you don't want to do that 500 times during the exam. But if you're feeling overwhelmed, my God, it's a brilliant tool to have.
It's in the moment, because once your kind of head is racing, you'll spend more time overthinking and worrying and panicking and you're not taking in information. So 30 seconds just to bring yourself down, and then you can get going a little bit more easily.
Can I ask you, can I say this to people? Even having that tool, knowing that you have that in the back pocket will probably diminish the chance of being overwhelmed,
exactly.
Would you say?
Exactly. It's reassuring. It's knowing that this is something that you can find ways to manage and to cope with that panic. So, you know, absolutely, just knowing that you're able to do it. And, you know, for parents, practice that outside with your young people before they go into the exam. Just go through it a few times, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then we're able to go. So absolutely, having it in your back pocket makes a huge amount of difference.
What about sleep then? Can we talk about sleep for a second? Because number one, I love it myself. but when you're, I know for a fact that I had to get up recently, and I knew then going to bed that I wouldn't sleep well. Is there any trick to getting good sleep?
Well, even kind of telling yourself that I'm not going to sleep well
means
that you're probably predicting it. One thing is to turn the clock away or turn the phone away. You know, if we're not sleeping well, if we've got broken sleep and we look at the time, we start getting into mental maths of how long I have before I have to get up or how long I've had to sleep.
True.
And we're doing the adding up, and that nearly wakes us up even more. So turn away the clocks and just trust that your alarm will get you up in the morning. Mm-hmm. But before you go to sleep, having a really good kind of wind down routine. You know, when we have babies or toddlers, we do a routine or a pattern with them to help them to know it's time for bed. So, you know, that could include do your skincare, put on your nice pajamas, do some reading, maybe have some lovely smell or listen to some soothing music. But a kind of a pattern that you follow that lets your body know that it's time to start winding down and time for bed. Mm-hmm. And devices, you know, I know we talk about devices all the time, but the half hour before bed, if you're going to have any time at all, that half hour before bed, avoid the blue light, the blue screen. Just do something that's a little bit more boring and a little bit more low key. So then the melatonin production is enhanced rather than, and the other thing actually during the day, Cormac, is get out for some daylight.
Okay,
that will make a difference in terms of sleep. So that walk in the evening or between exams, get some fresh air and some daylight.
Fresh air and reading before before you go to bed. Reading something not exam related is pretty good.
Read a magazine or a book, not a textbook.
Can I ask you before we finish, a little bit of perspective, because Ray sends us a great text, I must say. Ray in Irishtown, don't put pressure on, keep things light, support your children, you air advice like that, and yet there will be wall-to-wall coverage of the Leaving and Junior Cert over the next few weeks. Give students some space and let them get on with it. It's the relentless coverage and moral panic that puts families under pressure, says Ray. And I think you're right, Ray, which is why we're doing this type of a discussion. Perspective is really important. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And yes, the Leaving Cert, Jen, you'd say, you want to do your best, but it, you know, if it doesn't go well, it doesn't.
It's not the end of the world. No, it's not. This, and you know, take that helicopter view. I kind of say sometimes, if you think about your life as one big long line, and you pull up from this moment, it's only a dot, and it feels really intense. It is a tough few weeks, but it is only 3 weeks in a whole lifetime, and it doesn't dictate your future. It's important, but there's so many different ways to get to where you want to go. So if this isn't your way, there will be other ways. So just maintaining that helicopter view and that perspective is really important. Well, we know, you know, where I'm not minimizing the importance of the exams, they are there, but 3 weeks' time, it will all be done. It'll be over.
Yeah. Give it a lash. Give it a lash, and it'll take pressure off. No question about it.
Trust what you've done.
Yeah.
What you've done is good enough. And that's you know, really important to remember.
Jen Trecek from Way Ahead Therapy, thanks so much. And don't forget, folks, that the RTE Study Hub short subject tips and hints are on RTE Radio 1's TikTok account. And it's never too late to have a look at them as well. Jen, thank you.